Hi everyone, welcome to 2 Minute Tips. This is Carla Ferreira. Yesterday we talked about ways you can keep an address book while living with vision loss. Today, let's talk about keeping a calendar. I know that as I get older, I don't remember dates as well as I did in the past. One method to remembering those appointments is to use a large grid paper calendar. If you go to the Staples or another office supply store, you can buy one of those desktop blotter calendars. The squares are about 2 by 2 inches and are perfect for writing appointments with a 2020 pen or a Blackmagic marker. I keep each month on the freezer portion of my refrigerator so I can look at it with ease each day. Another method is to use 3x5 index cards and write each appointment on separate cards. You can either use a file box to hold all of the appointments, or using a hole punch, punch one hole into the corner of the card, and then get one of those removable rings that you can thread through the whole thing and carry your appointments with you in that manner. If you have a smartphone, you can use the calendar function to keep your appointments. I know that if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can use Siri to add, edit, and delete appointments from the calendar. It takes a bit of practice to learn how to talk to Siri, so she will perform that task for you. If you're having trouble figuring out how to do this, contact the Insight Technology Department for some instruction. You can always keep your appointments on a digital recorder so that you can listen to your appointments in an audio fashion. For more information about keeping a calendar, give me a call at 941-3322, extension 111. You can also shoot me an email at cferreira@insight.org. All of us here at Insight are still available to help with your needs. Thanks for listening and stay well.